Aladdin was a relatively recent film until I looked up this morning that it came out in 1992, and I felt very old. But just in case you haven't seen Aladdin, I've got a very helpful prop here. So Aladdin is all about a young man who makes friends. Well, he makes friends with lots of people, but one of the people he makes friends with is a genie who lives in a lamp. Now, we haven't got a lamp this morning, but we have got a teapot. And there's one scene in the film where Aladdin is really doubting the power of the genie who lives in a lamp. Because, I mean, if someone lives in a lamp, it must be quite small to fit inside this. It's not very impressive, is it? But all of a sudden, then, the lamp flips open, and out comes the genie, and he makes himself as big as possibly can be, and he says this. He says, "I am phenomenal cosmic power." Do you think we can say those words together, okay? I am phenomenal cosmic power. Now, Newton said he says it in a really impressive voice, and you don't sound that impressive at the moment. So, not just phenomenal cosmic power. I am phenomenal cosmic power. Can we do that? I am phenomenal cosmic power. Excellent. Well, at that moment, I think Aladdin realizes that the little genie who's in the lamp isn't so small after all, and he has a new vision of the person that's inside the lamp, the genie that helps him through the rest of the film and gets him out of all sorts of sticky circumstances. Suddenly, the genie isn't so small in his mind. He's much, much bigger, bigger than he'd ever imagined before. And I know in our lives as well, sometimes it might sound a bit silly, but we can almost put God in a magic teapot as well. There are times when we come to church on a Sunday morning, or perhaps when we're spending time with our friends who really love God as well, that we imagine God to be this awesome, cosmic, phenomenal being, the person who we can trust with our lives. But there are other times, perhaps when we go to school on a Monday morning and we're feeling a bit tired, perhaps when we go to work and our boss puts lots of pressure on us, when we perhaps put the genie, or we perhaps put God even, into a small box or into a small teapot, we don't believe he's as big as he really is, especially when times are difficult and especially when times are hard. And in the psalm that we had read to us this morning, we see that David, he was facing a really difficult time. He was being chased by his enemies, and he was on the run. And I don't know if any of us are chased by enemies on a regular basis or find ourselves on the run, but we all definitely face difficult times and difficult points in our lives. But it's in these difficult times that David doesn't run away from God, but instead he chooses to adore God. He chooses to praise God for who he is. This is how he describes God. He says, "You are the one who makes me strong. You are my bedrock. You're the castle in which I live. You're my rescue in night. You're the high crag where I run for dear life." And he says that he sings to God the praise lofty because that's where he finds himself safe and he finds himself saved. So I wonder in our lives this week, whether as we go about our day-by-day lives and we face moments of difficulty and perhaps we forget who God is, whether we can follow the example of David and we can choose to adore God and we can choose to praise God for exactly who he is. And I think if we do that, it will change our perspective on who God is. I remember a few years ago, I had some very sad news. And I didn't know really what to do with the news because I couldn't get it out of my head. I was very upset. And I didn't know who to talk to. I felt very alone and very sad. And so I found myself at a loss in Ely, and I was wandering around Ely, and the place that I was drawn to go to was the cathedral. And I went and sat in the cathedral, and I went and sat under the octagon. You know, at the far end of the octagon, there's the very beautiful ceiling. And I remember sitting around and just looking all the way up to the ceiling, all 52 meters, all the way up to the very top of the octagon, and just thinking about how big the cathedral was and how big God must be, and remembering how small I was. And then later on, I just stayed a little bit longer, and there was evening song in the cathedral, so I just sat in evening song. I sat near the octagon, and I just remember looking up at the cathedral, looking at the beautiful architecture, and just remembering how big God was, but how small I was. And at the time, I didn't feel great. I didn't feel like I could really praise God or adore God for what was happening in my life at that time. But I found that as the choir began to sing, and as we talked about who God was in the psalms and the readings of the day, suddenly my eyes were cast upwards, And I realized that God was much, much bigger than the situation that I was in. God had much better plans for me and my life than I could believe at that time. And so the praise of other people, that adoration, was what lifted me up and lifted my spirits and helped me to keep going day by day and helped me to keep recovering in the months and weeks that followed afterwards. And so this morning, as we think about this topic of adoration and adoring God, I just want to end by sharing three very simple points that I think will help us as we go about our lives. And the first thing is, I think as we adore God and we praise God for who he is, just as we saw in the video that Dave showed us in the beginning, and just as I found when I went to the cathedral and realized how big the cathedral was and how God was even bigger, when we begin to praise God, we realize that he is very big. He's bigger than we could ever imagine. Can you stretch your hands out as far as you possibly can? Yeah, don't bash the person next to you. Well, that might seem really big, but God is even bigger than that. He's bigger than we could ever, ever imagine. So that's the first thing I think that happens when we adore God. But the second thing we realize is when we adore God and we realize that he's really big, it makes us feel really, really small, really, really tiny. So can you make the smallest possible gap? Maybe put your fingers so close together that they're just about touching, but not quite. So that's right. So when we look at God and we praise him for who he really is, when we see he's the one that holds the whole universe in his hands, he can hold Ely Cathedral in his hands, all 52 meters of the octagon in his hands, when we realize how big he is, it makes us perhaps feel very small, very small. But then the third thing is, after we learn that God is big and that we are really small, we realize that the amazing thing is that God, even though he's so big and we are so small, cares about us. He cares very deeply about what's going on in our lives. And it's in those times when we praise God for how big he is and remember how small he is that we're able to put our trust in the big God who we worship, the big God who we adore, and the big God who leads us forward every single day. And that's the same trust that David knew when he adored God and he was being chased by his enemies. And it's the same trust that we can know in our lives today. As we go about our lives in Ely, we can know that we might be small, but we have a very big God who cares for us and wants us to adore him. Because when we adore him and we give praise to God, he helps us to keep going and to keep trusting him. And he gives us the strength and the energy we need to go through every single day. So shall we pray together as we continue to reflect on this theme of adoring? Father God, thank you that you are so big. Thank you that you're bigger than we could ever comprehend. And thank you that this morning, that as we praise you and we adore you, we can remember that we are small. And that doesn't make us insignificant or worthless, but it helps us to see that when we're small, we need you, our great big God, to be on our side, to help us and to lead us on. So help us this morning to praise you for who you really are. And as we praise you, we pray that you would lead us on, that you would keep us going, and help us to know that you're with us every step away, along the way. Amen. Brilliant. So for just a few minutes now, we've got time to discuss some of the themes.